Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 22 and ending in verse 48. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Then, turning to his disciples, Jesus said, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear. For life is more than food, and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them. And you are far more valuable to him than any birds. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? And don't be concerned about what to eat and what to drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world, but your Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock. For it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to those in need. This will store up treasure for you in heaven. And the purses of heaven never get old or develop holes. Your treasure will be safe. No thief can steal it, and no moth can destroy it. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. The servants who are ready and waiting for his return will be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night, or just before dawn. But whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. Understand this, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Peter asked, Lord, is that illustration just for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, A faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I tell you the truth, the master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. But what if the servant thinks, my master won't be back for a while, and he begins beating the other servants, partying, and getting drunk? The master will return unannounced and unexpected, and he will cut the servant in pieces and banish him with the unfaithful. And a servant who knows what the master wants, but isn't prepared and doesn't carry out those instructions, will be severely punished. But someone who does not know, and then does something wrong, will be punished only lightly. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return, and when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. Once again, that was Luke chapter 12 verses 22 through 48 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. If you have security, you don't have to worry. True security does not come from owning more but trusting in the Lord. Owning much does not make someone content. Those who own much still want much more. Even knowing our plans for tomorrow doesn't take away our anxiety. True security can only come from following the Lord. He provides what we need and he knows the future. We are his children, and we can rely on his love. We don't have to take more than we need. We can give and be generous, knowing our Father will always take care of us. We are invited to give away our possessions and experience the joy of simplicity. We can live without fear. We can live in God's freedom. This is the life God wants and expects us to live. He lovingly commands us to prepare for his coming by living out his will and way of life. We have been given much, and so much will be expected from us. Jesus invites us to trust him, let go of fear, and give generously with our money, possessions, talents, and time. He is our freedom and security. Let go of your fear. Trust him and experience the freedom only he can give. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How are you doing in the areas of greed and generosity? Why does Jesus want you to worry less? What does it mean for you to be prepared for Christ's return? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.